Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey, everybody, it's Crab Diving Friday, flying at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, lovely and odoriferous at times. Today, it's a beautiful day, though, in Los Angeles, California. We are coming at you. It's 2:02-ish, 2:03 p.m., depending on how long the delay be. But thanks for listening to us. If it's not that time, you're not listening to us live. You're listening to a rerun. We're here till 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
What up? My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
What up, mofos? Thanks for tuning in on your Friday.
Yes.
Your Friday here.
Thank God it's Friday.
Ending the week. Yeah, I mean, I guess. Our jobs kind of are every day, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a Monday through Friday. I have a Sunday through Friday survival job.
Right.
And then I have this.
I usually,
which you'll be surprised to find out doesn't pay a whole lot.
Wait, how much are you getting?
No, double what you are.
Oh, really? Oh, shit.
0.0.
Oh, wait.
Double 0.0 is 0.0. Follow us on the Twitter during the show. Tweet us, in fact, if you want. It's at Crab Diving, one word, Crab Diving. And then also you can communicate with us via the magic of science and shit. Telephone. Invented, you know, I don't know, fucking 100 and some years ago, Alexander Graham.
Yeah, Alexander Graham Bell, right?
Right.
Good for him.
And
what did he ever do after that? Nothing really, right? He was a one-hit wonder. The telephone, goodbye.
One-hit wonder.
He's like
a pretty good hit.
It was like the Thompson Twins.
Right. Hold me now.
Oh, wait. No, then he's not like the Thompson Twins, because that's one hit.
Oh.
And then there's Lay Your Hands.
Oh, but there you go.
So the Thompson Twins
are off the one-hit wonder list.
They're better than Alexander Graham Bell. Oh, Aha's one.
Uh-huh. What a great one.
Yeah.
A great one. So it is Friday here in the United States of America. It's, you know, probably already Saturday somewhere else already.
Oh, yeah.
On the other side of the planet.
In Taiwan.
In Taiwan, it might be already.
Who knows?
I don't know how the time zones work here. I was actually on TMZ, which, you know, tonight probably, right? Brand new, smoldering Hollywood Hick right out of the oven for you guys. I think at 7 p.m. We haven't heard otherwise from the Hick, because sometimes, you know, Mother Trucker got some Mother Trucking shit going on.
Right.
So occasionally it's delayed by a day or something. But
that's right.
I think we might have a Hick tonight. Brand new Hick at 7 p.m. tonight. I don't want to scoop him here. And actually, this is also a sports story. So this is also scooping our 8 o'clock show at night, which Daily Upper Decker.
So it's an entertainment and sports story.
It's actually weekly.
Is it about A-Rod and the picture he has of himself in his mansion painted as a minotaur?
No, I've seen that one, though, before. That's
half man, half horse.
Amazing, yeah.
You know, he's going to play. He can play at the beginning of the season. I mean, I think he's going to suck.
Yeah. How long has he been off?
I don't know.
What was
over
this?
A year.
What was it? How many games?
A year. It was nearly a year. More than a year.
He
got busted for roids.
Right. That little steroid thing and everything. So you think he's definitely coming back?
I guess so. I don't know.
We'll see. Well, this is a story that is surely This is an awesome story because it also twists the stiletto knife in the right-wing nut jobs who are just butthurt about the fact that, you know, there are homos running around the world. This is a story about Michael Sam. You may remember him. He was in the NFL for, you know, 8 or 10 minutes, but he was famous for the fact that he was the first openly homosexual gentleman.
Which was a big deal, I guess, to a lot of people. Like, it really bothered them. Yeah. I don't know why. Why would it bother you that there's a gay guy that plays football?
How nice will it be when...
So what?
Nobody comes out anymore because nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. Nobody cares. The state will just send you your postcard. You're gay, you're straight. Go about your business.
Well, and the right-wing nutjobs will say, well, you know, we want that too. We don't want it to be in our face. That's what we're saying. But it'll be out of your face when it's legal.
It's in no one's face.
But the activism will be gone.
Right.
Once it's everybody can get married.
That's true. That's true.
Then there's not going to be any more fighting over it.
Right.
It's not going to be in your face.
Although the right wings, they will say if there's a gay person on Dancing with the Stars, they'll say that's putting it in their face. I mean, they're a little overdramatic with it. They have a gay guy walks down the street and they're all, you know, up in arms. They're fucking simpletons. What do you want? They're stupid.
So Michael Sam posted a picture. You know, he proposed to his boyfriend, Vito Camisano.
His name is Vito?
Last week.
God, I wouldn't hook up with a dude named Vito.
Vito's built like me. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
but the Vito means no.
Like an AIDS baby. Vito means no?
Well, Vito.
Oh, V-E-T-O.
Right. I guess it's spelled differently.
V-I-T-O.
Oh, wow.
Michael Sam posted the picture and of himself down on one knee, slipping the ring onto the finger of Vito.
Vito Corleone.
What's interesting is where he did it.
Oh, really?
He apparently was making a statement because he did it at the top of the cupola. At Vatican City.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So
stick it to the Pope.
The picture, in the you know, it's the cage in the background behind him.
Right.
But beneath is the basilica, or what do they call it? Whatever the hell that
God, I don't know.
Whatever that fucking courtyard is where...
the Pope Castle.
Right, where the Pope comes out and waves.
It's the sacrificial courtyard, isn't it?
That's right.
So they take virgins, cut their heads off.
With all, you know, it's that circular thing with all the statues. It's really amazing. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's fucking cool, but...
the house that God built, huh?
Weird. So I'm just waiting for...
Oh, there's going to be outrage.
Oh, my God.
Catholic outrage. Oh, he did it in front of Vatican City.
Take the bleach up there. A couple of homos defiled it. Meanwhile, I mean...
Talk about defiling, and I bet there's people that's been raped in that Vatican City.
Well, I was just going to say, how many altar boy butt prints are on the side of the... probably every... niche and cranny of Vatican.
Oh, yeah, man.
Allegedly.
Yeah, fucking religious people are hypocrites. fuck them.
So congratulations, Michael Sam, and especially very cool, Crab Claws Up, for giving a little twist to the panties of the right.
I love it.
By doing it at the Vatican.
So great.
He defiled it.
I don't think, you know, like, the right-wing nut jobs from my part of the country, they're not too concerned with the Catholic Church. I don't think it'll bother them. I don't think they think about the Catholics.
Oh, know? they're fake. They're not. That's the no true Scotsman fallacy, right? They ain't real Christians.
Well, I also think there's just, I mean, in the backwoods of Alabama, there aren't a lot of Catholic people.
Yeah.
There's white Protestant assholes.
Snake Waivers.
Yeah, yeah. Snake Salvation, by the way, is the name of the show on Netflix.
Snake Salvation.
That we were talking about.
Yeah, yesterday's show. Go to crabdiving.com or go to iTunes, a Stitcher. We're down. Listen to the podcast. We were talking extensively, and a minor spoiler, about the show Snake Salvation. We couldn't remember the name of the damn show. But it's a good show. It's very strange. It's a very strange show. When you got guys who are, I don't understand.
I mean,
how,
I don't. It's just it leaves me speechless.
Right, and spoiler again, but I don't understand how. There's one episode where they get arrested for transporting big fucking class one animals. They're class
one. They basically get arrested for being fucking stupid.
For transporting...
They're dumbasses.
Dangerous aminals across state lines. But then later on in the show, they show them sneaking in again. Like, one guy drives up and does lookout in case the cops are awaiting for him at the church.
Dude, they go to... They drive hundreds of miles away to go get snakes.
No, yeah, I don't know. To Texas.
To Texas, dude. From Kentucky. That's a long drive to get snakes.
Yeah, hundreds.
There's no more snakes left in Kentucky. Really?
Not the kind they want. They want...
God damn.
They want the ones that'll fuck your shit up. They want to... I don't know why. Why? When they say take up serpents, it didn't say in Matthew 69:69 or whatever that...
Bullshiticus.
It didn't say they have to be deadly venom dripping, gonna kill your ass serpents.
No.
Take up serpents. Why not wave a little garter snake around and God will be happy?
That's a good point. But they're inferring that the serpents they're kicking it up a notch, so to speak. It's like when you add hot sauce to your French fries.
Right.
They're dumb assholes. I watched that show, and I'm like, well, I mean, people are indeed stupid. I don't know what else to think when I watch that show. I mean, they get
multitude of stupid
bit over and over again, but yet they still, quote-unquote, handle the snake.
Right.
And don't go to the doctor. And they just let their finger rot.
Occasionally die.
Right. Which, you know, and I don't mean to sound like an asshole. No great loss. Sorry.
Darwin.
Yeah, well, and no great.
Darwin they don't believe in.
Well, yeah. And I don't even know if it's. What are they going to do? What are they going to do for the. Are any of those people going to cure cancer or AIDS or anything like that?
Well, you never know.
What are they going to contribute? I'm just. Not that we all have to contribute.
Right.
I mean, if I drop dead tomorrow, I don't think science will suffer or anything for that matter.
You don't know. You might in a couple of years decide to go get your PhD.
Oh, okay.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, Los Angeles, California, Friday, January 16th, 2015. There is a new, before we get to the actual headlines, since Sarah Palin blessed us with her moronitude at the beginning of that drop.
We are wee-weed up. I mean, I've never even heard that expression, by the way. I've never heard wee-weed up.
I don't think many have.
God, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
There's a new promo out for her second season of Sarah Palin's Amazing America.
What channel is that on?
The Sportsman Channel.
Is that a cable channel?
On cable.
Good God. They got to do this thing where you can just pick and choose on cable and you can get whatever you want because no one will opt to pay for the Sportsman's Channel.
She has put out a new video.
It's the Hunting Channel.
That's a little promo. Well, nobody else wants her. That's a little promo.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I haven't watched it, but let's try. Let's see. If the visual, I mean, if it's only visual, it's going to suck for radio.
She's on the Sportsman's Channel. I mean, at this rate, she'll be on the Crab Diving Channel next year.
Yeah. Fuck, I'll take Sarah Palin. I'm that much of a whore.
Absolutely.
Okay. So the concept is Sarah Palin inexplicably is hitchhiking on the side of a road.
In Alaska.
Apparently, but it's summer. Damn. It's beautiful, warm weather.
They're making another reality show that takes place in Alaska.
Well, this is the promo. Yeah.
We don't need that. Do you know how many Alaska shows there are?
Oh, it's Amazing America. So she travels around.
Oh, okay. My mistake.
For this show.
Sorry, guys.
So she's hitchhiking on the side of the road, and she's dressed like she just left Woodstock. Long, flowing. She looks like she could be dancing around in an airport singing Hare Krishna.
Is she standing on a dog?
She's not.
Good for her.
Big floppy sweater kind of thing and a big floppy hat and sunglasses. And she's thumbing a ride and cars are passing her by. There goes one. Nope. They just ignore her. And she's acting. Here comes another car. It goes by. Her thumbs out. Nope. Now she's putting her arms out. I don't get it. I don't know what. She sits down. She puts her thumb out again. The next car goes by. Now she shrugs. Now she snaps her fingers, walks off. She's got an idea. She opens up her bag. She's ripping off the clothes that are in there. Uh-oh, there's something red, white, and blue. Da-na-na.
A vibrator!
And now, two cowboy boots enter the frame.
Oh, God.
Emblazoned with the stars and stripes on each boot.
Oh, my God. What in the fuck is...
Now, pan up. She's got tight fucking jeans on, everybody.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
And she's got a sign, a cardboard sign with a Sharpie written letters that say America. I don't know what that means.
America.
So the message is, I'm sure before we proceed with this, that a floppy dress, patchouli looking chick trying to thumb a ride,
yes,
get passed up
for sure.
But if she goes and does Superman and changes into look at my ass,
oh right,
outfit with her jeans tucked into her red, white, and blue cowboy boots, here we go, fast forward a little bit, that is how you're gonna get a ride. Now she's looking. She's got a tight pink sweater on with a star on it. She puts her thumb out, and a red fucking convertible screeches to a halt.
She's good looking.
She's a MILF. Or a GILF, right?
A GILF. She's a gelding. She's just kidding.
GILF. Hop in. Oh, wait. We missed the...
What kind of message is she sending all the kids out there? Oh, let's go hitchhiking in tight pants?
Don't hitchhike. And then, second of all, if you're a chick, the last thing you should do
is
put your titties out or...
on the side of the road.
Well, right.
What was wrong with her outfit before? I actually thought that was kind of cool. I mean, she looks good in the other outfit.
Because, you know, men here, you got women, you know what women have to do, Ryan? Women have to make themselves hot for men.
That's right.
In America.
That's right.
And then they'll get a ride.
Where are you heading?
Somewhere amazing.
Hop in.
Sarah Palin is revved up for a new season. From Ted Nugent's ranch in Texas to trick shooting in New Mexico, all roads lead to amazing.
You coming?
Amazing America with Sarah Palin. New season begins Thursday at 9, only on Sportsman Channel.
God, people will watch the first episode just to see how fucking stupid it is.
This is season 2.
Oh, what
people
do I know?
Have watched episodes.
Oh, my God.
And Son.
Oh,
see? I even listen to her, and my IQ starts plummeting. Son.
I know. I feel dumb.
God. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Shit,
if you're
man.
Desperate for some entertainment.
Think about how far she's fallen. I mean, I know she has a... I know that's... Listen, I'd love that gig on the Sportsman Channel, I guess. But, I mean, she ran for vice president. And now she's on, like, I've never even heard of this cable channel.
Sportsman Channel.
The Sportsman Channel. And she's on the internet, too. Is that still happening, even though she's got this gig?
$9.95 a month. You can.
Can she juggle both?
Sarah Palin and TV. Yeah, because she doesn't put shit out on the internet for $9.95 a month.
By the way, how do you like the dialogue in that little promo?
It was brilliant. You should see her acting.
Where are you headed?
We'll put this up on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Lots of activity the past few days. Really, thanks to a couple of right-wing nut jobs, honestly.
Yeah, guys.
Thanks for coming and shitting all over our stuff. And
appreciate your ignorance.
Stirring up. But typical liberal fashion, like the last fucking election. It wasn't... we're screaming and yelling,
yeah,
and all the liberals are reading our shit, and they're like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And then it takes, finally, a right-wing nut job to come in and shit on everything for them to become active.
Right.
And now... people all of a sudden are starting to scream and yell because they're starting to see what already these dickheads in Congress are doing the past 3 days since they've been back.
It's like my Facebook group I'm a part of. It's called the Three-Eyed Telepathic Kitten. It's a closed group, but we post like psychedelic pictures of cats. That's all it is. It's just a straight feed of like weird fucked up cat pictures. It's kind of fun. But then this one guy, he posted on the stream. He's like, this group is dumb. And then everybody, like, unified like Voltron and piled on this asshole like nobody's business. And now the group's, like, fun. Everybody's posting and talking to each other because, you know.
It brings people together.
The hate brought people together.
A little hate.
Yeah.
Will bring everyone together. I was just closing TMZ, and speaking of hate bringing people together, Bieber and Gomez.
Oh.
Again!
They're together or they're broken up.
No, the past month, she's been going around saying, we're done. It was a bad period of my life. I'll always have fond memories of him, blah, blah, blah. But there's no way in hell we're ever going to. And then here it says, Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez had dinner Thursday at Mastro's Steakhouse in Beverly Hills.
Fuck both of them.
They left in the same car and went to a West Hollywood hotel.
Oh, at least they're conserving
energy.
Where
she was staying.
Oh.
Dun, hey. Dun, dun. So she's like that.
How good does
one of those paddles?
Oh, yes.
With the rubber ball and the string.
Oh, yeah.
One of those. That's the Bieber and Gomez relationship.
Okay. I mean, I want to go to Maestro's or Mastro's. What is that? Doesn't that sound good?
Oh, I'm sure it's fucking amazing.
Fucking great.
A little exclusive. I don't even think it has.
Fuck these children that get, you know, they get to go to the steakhouse.
Right.
They don't enjoy it. Bieber doesn't fucking enjoy it. Why is Bieber trying to date Selena Gomez? I mean, they both, honestly, from what I see in the news, they both seem like pains in the asses.
Codependent hate fest.
Yeah.
Is what it is. It's just, obviously, it's like an abusive relationship.
Really? Those two? I mean,
don't you think?
They both seem so.
The word is that he treats her like shit.
Really? They both seem so stupid, though.
Well, they are.
How is there?
Of course they are.
I guess they still have the ability to be abusive towards one another, even though they're so fucking dumb. I mean, what are they going to say to really hurt each other's feelings is my thing. I mean, are there any good comebacks?
I'm sure
good barbs?
It's like middle school.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's, you know, did you look at that girl? No, I didn't either. Did you look at that guy or whatever?
Right.
Did you look at that guy? I thought you were that guy.
How hard would it be to figure out, you know, the Achilles heel of Selena Gomez? I mean, I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but
you're saying there's not a lot of numbers in that combination?
No, I think it would be easy to make her feel bad, and Bieber, both of them. They're probably both incredibly vulnerable, sensitive people.
And nobody says no.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Nobody says no to them.
Why do these people that are so rich, why do they date other famous people? To me, it just seems like it makes their life a living fucking hell. Just date someone not famous, you big idiot. I'm talking to Bieber or Gomez.
But the people who aren't famous aren't always into that.
Really?
Yeah, I've known some semi-famous people who have had trouble. Like, they've dated non-semi-famous people, and they don't. Sometimes it's hard because it's bullshit. It is a weird.
Who doesn't want to date a rich person?
It's
though?
A different, weird kind of a thing. That's why, you know, a lot of times these people have their first, you know, their long love or their wife or their long boyfriend from college or whatever. And then they get famous, and then it goes bye bye, and then they get somebody in their business,
right?
Who gets the craziness of
this
it?
This sounds like the story of Kelsey Grammer, or maybe not.
Although he went the other way, right? He just went.
I don't know.
He went for a.
You know what?
She wasn't.
Listen,
is titty dancing considered in the business?
I have no idea. All I know is if you open up Kelsey Grammer's Wikipedia and read the personal section, it is one of the best reads on the fucking internet, I must say. Don't you think? I mean,
sure.
God damn, it's funny. I mean, how does Kelsey Grammer end up with someone that shoots at him? She shot at him, right? Did Camille take shots at him?
Wait, what? I don't remember that.
It was the person before. He dated someone that shot at him. I swear to God, look it up. I'm not fucking kidding.
What did he say to...
Incredibly shitty. I have no doubt whatever he said would piss anyone off, and they would be like, God, if I had a gun, I'd blow your fucking brains out right now. And that person happened to have a gun.
God, this is just Greek theater. I don't get it. What else is going on here? Okay. The headlines. This is big fucking news.
Oh, geez.
And had to do with a little bit with the Michael Sam story we did earlier. In big red letters over at the Huffington Post, the commie pinko liberal.
If feat.
Really a feat today, yes. I guess. Red letters. Gay marriage court date. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, now this is a big Supreme Court decision that will just tell everyone in the country.
Apparently, they're finally going to pick up one of these lower court decisions. I guess it says they may rule once and for all this year whether the constitutional guarantee of equal protection under the law gives gay and lesbian Americans the right to marry. I know, golf clap.
It's the slow.
Is that Bieber?
No. It's the slow, condescending. Good job. You're fine. Thank you. Wow. Way to go. Way to come out on the side of human rights.
This says meeting behind closed doors on Friday, the nine justices decided to review a 2-1 decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit that upheld bans on same-sex marriage. Remember, they were the ones that the dickheads, the 2-1 decision by two Neanderthals to one normal person.
I was going to say, what a bunch of fucking morons.
At the Sixth Circuit. It doesn't say that the faggots should be able to get, the gay marriage should be okay.
It just seems like an incredibly unevolved view that two people can't do whatever the fuck they want. And we're taking so long. It's so slow to for this country to do the right fucking thing.
It's the religion. It's the... Oh. the And I don't even think it's as strong. It's these politicians stirring it up and these preachers stirring it up. I don't think.
And it's all the most part,
people on the ground, if you get to know them, are probably very nice people. But they go every Sunday and this guy's like, the homosexuals are ruining the country. The earthquake's because of homosexuals.
The homosexuals are ruining the country. I'm holding a python. I'm holding a copperhead in my hand. The gays are dangerous. No, asshole. Right. You're dangerous. You have a rattlesnake in your hand. It could bite me.
We're trying to protect the sanctity of marriage. I know I've had four of them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah, that Pam Bondi in Florida, right? She had two and a failed engagement.
My fourth wife took possession of the double wide.
Which is fine if you do. I mean, I don't have a problem with getting married and getting divorced. I give fuck none. But the fact that Pam Bondi, we're talking about the attorney general in Florida, who fought tooth and nail to try to prevent same-sex marriage there.
What a fucking simpleton. She's the top law enforcement person in the state of fucking Florida.
Yeah, so she fucking deserves to have her shit dragged out like that.
Yes.
And yes, you were divorced twice. And, I think the story was she was really close to the wedding, and she bailed.
Right.
On the third one. So... sanctity of fucking marriage?
Who's that? The congressman, the legislator from Illinois, who supposedly was gay, and there were pictures of him in the shower somewhere. Was it Illinois?
Yes. And Aaron Schock.
There you go. Good job, man.
Thank you.
And people are like, well, why does it matter if he's gay, and why should that be brought out? You know, and why should that be brought up? Because the guy votes for anti-gay laws,
right,
correct?
Right.
I mean, he's a fucking homophobe.
Exactly.
That legislates against human rights, against gay people.
Right.
And if there's a chance he's gay that we should all know. Right. I don't know.
If he was straight and married to...
It's relevant.
I don't know, a black woman, and was voting against equal rights and civil rights, we'd be saying the same thing.
Of course.
Pointing out the hypocrisy of it.
Whatever happened to him, Aaron Schock? I mean, is he still around?
Oh, yeah, he's still around.
Huh, interesting.
Hanging out in the gym, probably. At the house. The court is specifically going to address two questions.
Yes.
Excuse me. Number one, does the 14th Amendment require a state to license a marriage between two people of the same sex? And does the 14th Amendment require a state to recognize a marriage between two people of the same sex when their marriage was lawfully licensed and performed out of state? Recently, I think within the past couple of days, actually, a judge in Michigan, poor, beleaguered, Republican, cancered Michigan.
Yes. Well, they have a dictator there, a czar.
They do, that's right. Will. Yeah, they've kind of suspended that whole democracy thing in Michigan.
Eh, fuck it.
The Republicans suspended democracy in England, in in Michigan.
I heard they're going to just burn Detroit down and start over.
But there is a guy who, this judge said, ruled that they have to, that Michigan has to recognize out-of-state marriages.
Oh.
So that's just one of those things. So now I guess all this will possibly be answered. The justices announced that oral arguments for the case, four consolidated cases together, actually, will be longer than usual. So they're going to allow 90 minutes for the first question and another 60 minutes for the second. That's all they get for oral arguments for Supreme Court decisions?
Well, maybe it's just for this particular decision, because like the argument against gay marriage, I mean, what do they say? When they get down to it, Jesus, right? That'll be the argument.
The vile walrus Scalia.
Oh God.
Goes by the argument that the Constitution nowhere says that the government can't prevent gay marriage. It's that shitty evil well, it doesn't say you can't argument.
My God. That's insane. That's the argument a child makes up in his head.
And he's the, you know, he's the fundamental literalist of the Constitution that, let's not forget, was written 50-ish years ago.
By people that owned people.
By people that owned people. People who were just past bloodletting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were still bloodletting.
Pass me a leech.
In the 1700s, right. I mean, let's put this in perspective.
Could you imagine the dipshit things that were going on back then? I mean, forget about it.
I mean, one of those guys discovered electricity.
Right.
Discovered, allegedly, electricity.
This is pre-fucking light bulb bullshit that we are contending with. The document is a living document. Am I right? And it changes.
Not according to Scalia.
No, God.
He thinks it's etched in immutable stone.
How's he so fucking healthy, by the way?
Hate keeps you alive for a long time.
It's like juicing.
The decision. So that's it, yeah. So congratulations.
Congratulations, guys.
We hope. I mean, you never know how Kennedy's going to go. Kennedy has leaned. We know it's 4-4 right now.
I mean, at this point, obvious. It's so fucking stupid.
However, Roberts may see the tides a-turning. And, you know, one of the reasons that they said that he may have voted to not scuttle Obamacare in the first place, remember, he was the one who was like, well, I don't think it's a tax, therefore it's okay. And the conservatives lost their fucking minds because he was the swing vote.
Roberts. That's great.
But some people say that they think he's worried about his legacy. Like,
he didn't want to be on the wrong side of fucking history.
Every decision to be 5-4, 5-4, 5-4, 5-4, 5-4, 5-4 in his speaker. No, wait, what is he? He's the chief justiceship.
Oh, he's in charge.
So he doesn't want kind of that to be his legacy, that it's just obvious partisan voting. This may be one of his outs. This may be a way for him to say, well, you know, I agree that we should just legalize gay marriage.
Oh, my God. They're going to lose their minds, these conservatives, as soon as that happens.
Who knows?
It's going to be so great.
It might be 6-3. But
is Glenn Beck going to be on the wrong side or the right side of this decision when he talks about it on his stupid fucking show, The Blaze? Who knows?
He's for gay marriage, right?
Oh, is he really?
I think he is. I think he's like, you know, I think it's a sin, but, you know, I don't care. It's
now,
illegal.
Is he gay? I can't remember.
Glenn?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Maybe once in college.
I was experimenting.
I was experimenting. The Supreme Court decision to take up the case may expand the marriage rights into the remaining 14. So the ones that are still hanging may all just go at once instead of one by one by one.
That's amazing.
That conclusion is the one that Justice Antonin Scalia in the DOMA case last year, 2013, in his blistering dissent, remember he wrote, he wants to make sure those homos can't get married.
Fuck.
And he wrote his big dissent and said, although with this, it's going to be inevitable.
So fuck you.
He predicted it.
Right.
And he kind of predicted how it would happen. He thought it would, one by one, the states would fall. And
this is the better way, right? Supposedly, right. Letting the states decide first.
Right. And that was Ginsburg's whole point. Ruth Bader Ginsburg made some headlines a while ago when she said that she wishes that Roe versus Wade had gone this way.
Yeah, I've heard people say that.
That it would have been stronger nationally if it had gone, you know, circuit court, circuit court, circuit court, circuit court. And then finally the Supreme Court decides. Instead, the Supreme Court just went with it, took a big axe and said, boom, abortion. And despite some of the there were rulings in the lower courts. So she thinks that's what caused a lot of the, you know, them now being able to insidiously chip away at it, gnaw away at it, not, like the rats that they are. And she said that this is the best way to go for the gay marriage, then, is let it shake out in the states, let it shake out in the circuit courts, and then come to us when.
Yeah. I mean, because the states that are left right now aren't going to do it. I mean, it's just like you can wait and wait
Alabama.
For Alabama to.
Right.
But it, to be fair, I mean, when has Alabama ever been on the right side of history? Never, dude.
Well, the
Not
original
one,
13.
What?
Were they one of the original
colonies.
13 colonies? Was
I
Alabama
so.
The original 13?
That was good, but ever since then, it's been pretty much
it's been down.
Fucking downhill.
Downhill since the original colonies.
No, that's crazy.
Was Alabama one of the... Oh, my God. It's been so many years since
I
was...
I mean, to be honest, yes. Let's just say yes. I doubt anyone listening knows either.
Oh, they do. The people are like, you dumb fucks. Of course Alabama was part of it.
Was Alabama one of the 13 colonies?
We know it flies
Siri.
Proudly... The let's do that. We know it flies proudly the flag of Dixie over its state capital. Wait, what am I asking, Siri?
Siri, is Alabama one of the original 13 colonies?
I gotcha. Is Alabama one of the original 13 colonies? I don't know if it's going to tell me.
Let me think about that.
She's thinking.
All right. Here's what I got.
Oh, she's hot.
No. It's not, huh?
It says no.
Wait. Is Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia?
I know, we're so...
Does West Virginia count? West Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York, Rhode Island, Delaware. I'm at 10. New Hampshire, 11. Connecticut, 12. What the fuck was 13 then?
Rhode Island, you say?
Kentucky? Tennessee. There you go.
I don't think Tennessee was one of the original ones.
Bullshit. I'm just kidding. I have no idea. Louisiana.
When did it become a state?
Alabama?
Yes.
It never did, really. It's just a group of fucking people rolling around in the mud. They're like, fuck it. Let's make fireworks legal here.
December 14th, 1819. It was the 22nd state added to the Union.
Congratulations, Alabama. There you go.
Oh, man. Look at
22nd.
Jeff Sessions and Richard Shelby are the senators. Oh, God. Run screaming.
It would be interesting to see American history.
God, I feel really stupid that I thought Alabama was one of the first.
Well, what difference does it make? I mean, it's not going to. When you're crossing the street, you still have a chance to be hit by a car.
Exactly.
Not that that makes a lot of sense, but you know, right. It doesn't make a difference. It's all right.
So that's the headline over on the HuffPo. Let's see if they have an opinion about that over.
I bet they're talking about it over there.
The drudge.
And I bet it's like, tyranny! An activist judge. They're calling this the activist court. That's what I imagine.
Oh, yeah. there's a picture of a gay activist apparently waving a gay flag in front of the Supreme Court. But, of course, they take a picture of a guy who's wearing a multicolored wife beater. Anyway.
Listen, if these states want to take so long and people want to take so long to come around to gay marriage, I guess we have to respect that. But just know that I and most people think you're fucking stupid and kind of a simpleton.
Drudge Report says, speaking of simpletons, high court to decide gay marriage. Huh. But interestingly enough, I saw this earlier, the earlier headlines. A report came out that this is one of those science-y kind of things.
boring.
That this year has been the hottest year since, I want to say like 1880 or something.
Fuck you.
Like that.
It was 37 degrees last week in Los Angeles.
For the third time in a decade, the globe has sizzled.
Oh, my God.
I love this writing. To the hottest year on record.
Sizzled.
Both the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Bullshit.
Liberal commies. And NASA.
Queers.
Pinko homos.
Right.
Said that 2014, the world had its hottest year in 135 years of record keeping.
Wow.
Earlier, a Japanese weather agency and a Konnichiwa. Different independent group out of Berkeley.
Ooh. Hippie.
Liberals. Also said that 2014 is the hottest on record.
Suck a dick. Hey, listen, I don't care about that fucking science. Global, as people spill it on our page, are right-wing nut jobs. G-L-O-B-L-E.
I know.
Does not exist. And they're right. Global warming doesn't exist.
But on the Drudge, earlier when that report came out, HuffPo was all over it. That was their headline before this gay marriage thing came out. Was that about this report saying it's the hottest year that we've had since, you know, 18-something. But over on the Drudge Report, it was the same thing.
Right.
That was the headline. And no snark.
Oh, really?
It had a picture of like of Earth on fire with the headline burning.
Is Drudge coming around on climate change?
I don't know.
No way.
Now.
I don't believe it.
They've moved that little picture of the Earth burning over to the side. It still says burning.
Oh, yeah.
But the second story below it that they link to says scientists balk at hottest year claims.
What? They don't believe people are reading the thermometer correctly.
Well.
Or they're like, they don't believe the record keeping.
I don't think I have to actually look too far to see that the link that I just clicked on.
Is it on
the Drudge Report?
Does it go to Breitbart? It
goes to something. I think it's the environmental equivalent of Breitbart. Something called Climate Depot.
Oh, shit. That sounds stupid.
However, I'm looking at some of the other.
Welcome to Climate Depot.
The headline says, scientists balk at hottest year claims.
Right.
Air quotes. Ignores satellites showing 18-year pause. We are arguing over the significance of hundredths of a degree, one guy says. But if I go over to the side and look at some of their other recent articles. Professor Armstrong's climate bet with Gore reveals Gore losing.
What?
This is a right-wing nutjob anti-climate change.
Why?
Website.
The only reason there are science deniers who don't believe in this global warming bullshit is because I honestly think Fox tells people it's not happening because he's
at the behest of
these companies don't want to clean up their act.
Right. Big oil, big coal, the energy companies. They don't want to realize it. And well, I mean, especially big oil.
And we'll just sit here like dupes, believing it all. Like, oh yes, tell me more bullshit. I love it. I love it so much. Make me stupid.
So yes, yeah, so the even the Drudge.
God,
what a link to Climate Depot.
Welcome to Climate Depot. Does it look like Home Depot, my favorite fucking store on the planet?
It really looks like a shitty website, too.
Really?
It's not well done. You'll be surprised.
Oh, jeez. You guys suck.
God, some of the links they link to. Drudge Report. Something called Climate Common Sense.
No, okay.
Here's another one. Carbon Folly.
Fuck everyone.
This must be Inhofe's website.
Is it Carbon Folly because carbon dating proves that the Earth is not, say, 6,000 motherfucking years old?
That's a different lie from science.
Carbon bullshit.
That's a different one. And that's what bugs me is they kind of weave the Jesus thing into it, too. Like, Inhofe, that scum sucker, has said, well, you know, however, who are we to question God and think that we can change the climate when only the Lord can change the climate?
Sure, hand me a rattlesnake to wave around during church. It's all stupid. Please, with the Jesus, you're killing me. And the government, that guy's the top. He's in the science committee. What do? They approve. They approve monies for legislation relating to science. Is that basically what they do?
Yeah,
that is
terrifying.
Sad.
Right.
Terrifying. How are we going to get to Mars with Inhofe in there? I mean, really?
How are we going to not die here on our planet with Inhofe?
I tell you something. What was that movie, Interstellar, starring, what's-his-face, Matthew McConaughey?
Matthew McConaughey.
It's a good movie, but I tell you what, I do not want to travel to Mars. Or through the wormhole he had to go through to save the Earth. Fuck all that.
Spoiler alert.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. Listen, if you think flying, you know, in a plane is kind of bumpy and turbulence bothers you a little bit, you can't imagine the shit they went through on that fucking spaceship. I mean, my God, it's bumpy as hell. And then on top of that, you got to go in some bath underwater and go to sleep for like 7 years and wake up at Mars. Who would go there?
I don't know. A lot of people would sign up. They had a lot of people sign up for that simulation they were doing.
That's true. Well, simulation. You realize time isn't the same on Mars that it is here. You might age faster on Mars, I think. I mean, that's what happened in the movie.
Well, that's because of the travel time.
Right.
They were, the faster you go.
Yes.
Because of relativity, your time changes. So for them... on the spaceship, more time is, the faster they get, closer you get to the speed of light, the more the time is compressed. And
bullshit.
It changes for you less. So you, or Earth will age a lot faster than the person traveling fast.
Yeah. Point being,
hashtag science.
Who wants that? Who wants that? I mean, really. You get back from a trip and you're like all refreshed and like, oh, look, now I'm.
Everybody's dead.
All my friends are in the home. Who the fuck do I drink with now? Well, you just find new people to drink with. That's all. That'd actually be kind of kick ass. You tell me I can go somewhere, not age, and come back, and all my friends are fucking old, and I can be like, hey, look at me, guys. I age wonderfully. I went to Venus.
Or dead.
Oh, yeah.
You could miscalculate.
Well, yeah, you definitely could fuck up.
So that is the headline on the Drudge. Good job, Drudge. The gay marriage.
Gay marriage and no science
is a happening.
We don't want gay people to get married in our Earth that is not warming up gradually.
Correct, because God is going to keep it from warming.
I mean, I saw a picture of this fucking polar bear sitting on the tiniest little thing of ice, and he looks so sad. You're telling me global warming doesn't exist? He did look sad, though.
According to Climate Depot, man.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It's what? Fraud.
I was looking at these polar bears, and my brother called in, what was it, a few shows ago, right. Jeffrey up in Alaska.
com, Stitcher.
Yes.
iTunes.
Yes. And he was telling me what you do to keep the polar bears off your porch. You have to lay down wood with nails.
Oh, God.
Pointy side up, so they don't come up to your house and break through your
do once.
House. Well, I got all these nails sticking up, and I come home drunk from the bar, and I fall forward, and, you know, I get a fucking nail through my forehead. And then a polar bear rapes me. What? It's bullshit.
Do they have polar bears that close? Not
yes,
where
dude.
They are.
In Barrow, they absolutely do.
But not in Talkeetna in the middle.
The Earth is getting warmer, and the polar caps are melting, forcing polar bears to flee south.
That far in.
What apex predator beats a polar bear? Does a crocodile? I mean, depending.
I don't know.
It's hard to say depending on the land or the water, but polar bears are fairly adept swimmers, are they not?
Is there bear versus crocodile? I'm sure there's something on YouTube.
Polar bear versus hippo. What do you think?
No, that's just something you're not going to see.
Okay.
That's an interesting cage match.
It is.
I don't have any. I was looking to see if I have any animal stories, but I don't.
Oh, I have an animal story that we can get to later. It's not that good.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, or we can do it now. This is not relevant to anything, but a hero cat saves baby from freezing to death. This pat is in the New York Post.
Wait, are we sure that the cat just didn't want to stay warm and found a warm little bundle of baby to lay on top
how
of.
How dare you? Masha, a long-haired tabby cat, saved the life of a baby abandoned in the streets of Russia. After she climbed into the box he was discarded in and kept him warm, health officials said. The baby had only been outside for a few hours, and thanks to Masha, he was not damaged by the experience. I guess the cat was in the box with the baby and then crying for someone to come save the baby.
I don't know about that. I might be questioning the motivation of the cat. A cool outcome.
Yeah, cats, that's not really a cat thing.
Is that a cat thing?
Is it a dog thing?
To protect, yeah. I mean, a dog will protect.
Would Kate save a baby?
Point at my dog, but not all.
Kate's not saving a baby. I'm not saying she wouldn't want to, but
no. Well, I don't know.
Do you think she'd just be? What would happen if she was walking around by herself out in the cold and then saw a baby in a box?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think Kate's motivation would be the same as this fucking cat's motivation. Is like, ooh, I see something warm. I'm gonna lay on.
Clearly, Masha's mothering instincts had taken over, and she wanted to protect the child.
I love that spin.
Lavrova.
Possibly.
Some Russian chick explained. He was well-dressed with a little hat. They're talking about the baby, not the cat. And whoever left him here had even left a few nappies and some baby food. But they left the kid out
in
the
buckets. But they left him in a box.
Well, that's Russia. It's a tough place to live.
Maybe knock?
Yeah.
Or call somebody, hey, check out on the stoop.
I know Masha will take care of my baby.
Right. I mean, it's possible that the cat's mothering instincts kicked in and she saved the baby. I think it's also equally as likely that the cat was cold and saw something warm and found a box to climb
in. It's a popular stray cat, Masha, in the area. Now, everyone on the block is very proud of her, the cat. We have spoiled her rotten by giving her her favorite food. Then it doesn't mention the favorite food. Shame on you, New York Post. I want to know what that is.
Bad reporting.
Yeah, who did this? Who did this shit story?
You do know that we
Chris
have
Perez.
Another, speaking of the apex predators, Bill Cosby. We have.
That's a good one.
Another.
Yeah.
Another one. And this one.
Not another accuser.
Oh, yeah. And this one. There's whiffs that it might not be outside the statute of limitations for all offenses.
Right.
According to Chloe Goins, she's saying that Cosby on August 9th, 2008.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Well, that's like
said that
7 years ago.
She gave her a drink at the mansion during the Midsummer Night's Party, and the next thing she knew, she was naked in the bedroom as Cosby was sucking her toes and masturbating.
Hey, you know, for these stories, we really have to find a theme from the Cosby Show. How does that go? When I try to think of that fucking theme, this is all I can think of.
I can't even.
That's Night Court. That's not Cosby. Good friend of mine recently, he just shaved his head, and I was like, oh my God, that looks so fucking, I said, it looks good, man. It looks really fucking
were you
good.
Lying to him?
Yeah, and then I turned to my friend, I was like, dude, he looks like Bull from Night Court. And then the guy was like, what's Night Court? And I was like, fuck everyone. fuck you all!
What's Night Court?
Yeah, it's a TV show. Came out when TV was fucking good. Yeah, I can't think of the Cosby. Oh, yeah. Now this is later. No, that's
it. Oh, I have it down.
Oh, shit.
There it goes. This one is later?
No, that's it.
I'm looking at it.
We should have...
Shia LaBeouf is dancing, or Sabrina LaBeouf.
It's not Shia LaBeouf.
It's Sabrina LaBeouf.
Is it true? Did Cosby rape Shia LaBeouf?
I don't know.
Hey, we can't leave that playing
was
the whole...
Was that Cosby that raped him?
Yeah.
When he was doing that...
Absolutely.
...performance?
Yes. You know what would be great? If we could just have the Cosby Show playing whenever we do rape stories about Bill Cosby.
Here's the intro for season one.
Oh, okay. Holy... Holy 80s, Batman. Now you
similar.
Can you do the story with this playing?
So Bill Cosby allegedly was masturbating naked.
Sucking toes? What is wrong
well,
with
that? Well, but there are issues. Bill Cosby is claiming that what happened was,
does he wipe the toes down first or does he just suck them?
I don't have that information, but she's claiming that Cosby gave her a drink, sucked her toes, masturbated when she woke up.
Oh, God.
She filed a police report this week with the LAPD, but there's problems. The alleged incident occurred a little more than 6 years ago. The statute of limitations is 6 years for all sexual assaults except rape, which is 10 years. But she says that she never alleged penetration, so it might not be under the within the statute of limitations.
Well, can't she claim she raped him, and this, can they just depose him and make him admit that he sucked on some toes and jacked off all over this person? I mean, I don't know what good that would
I'm
be.
Thinking
it's so
he's
fucked
not
up.
Going to say that. I'm thinking he's not going to be like, oh, you got me.
Yeah.
I mean, his whole thing now is that he's fighting it. I mean, you know, he's battling. But the problems are, there's other problems because Cosby is now saying he has proof that he wasn't anywhere near the Playboy Mansion the night of the Midsummer Night's Party in August of 2008.
Okay.
He says he has flight and telephone records that place him in New York that night. So
I was not at the Playboy Mansion.
There may be some issues with Chloe Goins or Goins.
Yeah.
G-O-I-N-S. There may be issues with her her story. She was 18 at the time.
Can you do any impersonations? Because it's moments like these that makes me sad that I can't do a Bill Cosby. Because, God, that would be
Bill
so valuable.
Cosby. Yeah, I can't do
it. What can you do? What do you do? Somebody English, I imagine.
Can you do John Cleese? The people are so stupid where I'm trying to find the the drop now.
That whole thing is just amazing. John Cleese's
and
little
the
speech.
The problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are. You see, if you're very, very stupid, how can you possibly realize that you're very, very stupid? You'd have to be relatively intelligent to realize how stupid you are. There's a wonderful bit of research by a guy called David Dunning at Cornell, who's a friend of mine, I'm proud to say, who's pointed out that in order to know how good you are at something requires exactly the same skills as it does to be good at that thing in the first place, which means, and this is terribly funny, that if you're absolutely no good at something at all, then you lack exactly the skills that you need to know that you're absolutely no good at it. And this explains not just Hollywood, but almost the entirety of Fox News.
That's brilliant. That's the best. What do you think, John Cleese? You think he's seen Snake Salvation?
Oh, I don't know if he could handle this.
I cannot watch this.
What is this? Drivel.
Jeez. So, wait, are you telling me there's a chance Bill Cosby could go to jail?
You should see a picture of Chloe Goins.
All right. Who's that?
These days. She looks like she could be an anchor on Fox. Blonde hair, large breasts.
Who is that? I don't even know who that is. Is that a model or something? Or is she an actress? Chloe Goins?
She was
never
18,
heard of her.
She was 18 and hanging around the Playboy Mansion in 2008. So
you see, you can't just don't let your daughters grow up and go to the Playboy
Fuck Cosby.
Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
What's
yeah.
a Playboy Mansion? I mean, my God, just think about the scene there. David Spade, Pauly Shore, and then Bill Cosby's running around sucking toes and jacking off on people. I guess it, you know.
Half says none of that shit happened, though.
Oh, did he? Is he sticking up for Bill Cosby?
Hugh Hefner has stuck up for Bill Cosby and said he doesn't believe those shenanigans would take place there.
Well, and also, he was a lot young. Hef was a lot younger in 2008. He might have had his, you know.
Well, and Hef
be more
barely,
aware.
Well, he barely shows up for these parties, right? He walks down.
He's like Castro.
And then he waves, and then he goes back upstairs and plays like Scrabble or something. Like, he's on Twitter. He's crazy on Twitter. There are times like it's 3 a.m, and he's like, I just watched a movie with whatever her name is, the latest wife.
He doesn't even know.
I don't think he knows.
I mean, he's just too old.
Who cares? God, what a life.
Right. And then he lets Bill Cosby come over here and, you know,
do some roofing.
Toe sucking.
Do toe sucking. This might be bullshit, though. I mean, it's looking like some of the evidence might be pointing to the fact that this may be some bullshit.
But you know what? I kind of feel like, let's just all believe that he did it anyway. I mean, fuck him, right? Just tack another charge on there.
Well, if there's one jumper on, there's still 27 others.
I'm not worried about it.
You have nothing to gain.
I'm assuming that he did it because, I mean, isn't that the smart bet?
Yeah, that's where my money would probably go.
Come on. Sure.
With this one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if she's saying it happened this one night and he says I was in New York, then I don't. No, I don't think he did it. But the other ones, I mean, they have nothing to
gain.
Well,
what is Chloe?
Most of them have nothing to gain.
What does Chloe Goins have to gain? Is she going to sue him or something?
Well, she filed a police report, so I'm sure that's what'll come next.
Wow.
There you go. And then apparently it's a big deal that Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie were in the same room together.
Ooh, really? Oh, well, you know, they used to. Well, Jennifer Aniston was married to Brad Pitt.
Right.
And Angelina Jolie broke up that marriage.
And
I guess.
At the Critics' Choice Awards.
Ooh, fancy.
There's a ridiculous picture of the entire crowd. And there's a tiny little blonde head. And there's an arrow. It says Jennifer Aniston. And then way at the other side of the picture, there's a tiny little brown head in the crowd. This is Angelina Jolie.
Oh, wow.
So they were sitting, you know, hundreds of people.
America's royalty. Fuck both of them. Who cares?
Fucking shit.
I'm just trying to pay rent at the end of the month. I'm glad Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie can get along. I'm going to mark that off the worry list. I feel relieved now.
That's good.
Bill Cosby never jacked off on the suck the toes of Aniston or Jolie. Are we sure?
I don't think so. I'm not sure that happened.
I mean, how horrendous. You wake up and somebody's sucking on your toes and you're like, first off, somebody's sucking on my toes and it's Bill Cosby.
Well, a 60-year-old is standing there. 60-year-old Bill Cosby.
Right.
With no sweater.
No horrendous sweater.
No horrendous sweater is standing there jerking off.
I want my Thursday nights from the late 80s back, Bill. You're a rapist. I should never watch your shit. Your shitty... horrible sitcom. It was a horrible, atrocious sitcom, mainly acted by children, and it sucked. And I watched it every fucking week.
I was going to say, I watched Cosby. I think I enjoyed it.
I was
at the time.
Dumb child.
Yeah.
Try to watch it now.
Really? Hold up?
You think Lisa Bonet really commands
A
scene? Now? No, I don't know.
I mean, now knowing that... But, you know, those looks from Cosby, maybe something else.
Well, I have a favorite Malcolm Jamal Warner episode.
Do you?
Sure.
Yesterday we talked about, I forget what his name was, Cecil something from Texas, big old 10-gallon hat wearing.
Oh, this guy.
Legislator in Texas who's trying to pass, you know, these some of these right-wing states are already starting to get their little evil cabals together to try to figure out, in case the Supreme Court does decide on the side of pro-starfish, that they want to have contingencies to somehow prevent it. So
Team Starfish.
And just like the orange guy and all of his friends in the National Congress are trying to take money away from Obama's Dream Act and stuff like that.
Republicans
to try to prevent it.
Yeah, suck a tremendous dick, all of you.
That's the tack they're trying to take, that the Cecil dude is trying to take in Texas by defunding any issuance of same-sex marriages or something. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. It's desperate assholery is what it is.
Could John Boehner be any more unlikable? So, I'm defunding the Dream Act. It's called the Dream Act.
Yeah, you're 18 years old. Maybe served in the military.
Yes.
Get the fuck out.
Hey, next stop, Honduras.
Pull.
I mean, oh my God, you grew up in this country. I don't know what it's like in Haiti. I don't know what it's like in Guatemala.
Yeah.
Or wherever you fucking came from. But I imagine maybe it's, I don't know, it's easier here. Color me stupid.
There's no empathy. It's just none.
Yeah.
So in Houston, you know, they have that horrible, evil ordinance that passed, the Houston Equal Rights Ordinance, that protects everybody, including the evil Satan worshiping baby stealing LGBTs.
Wait a minute. You're putting that gay shit in my face.
No.
Quit rubbing it in my face.
A group there in Houston.
Right.
Desperate to overturn.
Blah, 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 blah.
It's called the HERO, Houston Equal Rights Ordinance. The HERO Act.
Hero, more like a zero.
Have been out collecting signatures.
Fuck you, hippie.
Of like-minded hate mongers.
Right. Those people always find each other. How's that?
Well, you know, that's one of the bad points of the internet, to be honest with you.
It really is. It really, that's the worst thing Al Gore ever did to this country.
No longer are they like, you know, Ron Paul's little racist newspaper where they're typing it on a typewriter and mimeographing it and stapling it together and putting it through the mail to 200 people who want to read about the N-word.
I post my hatred on Tumblr.
Now you drop this shit on the internet and like flies.
Right.
The blog, one of the individuals who helped collect signatures. Anyway, there's shenanigans.
Yes.
On the signatures. A lot of the handwriting looks remarkably similar.
Oh, yeah.
Brian.
It was Earl. God, they're so stupid. All these people are fucking dumb. They can't even defraud. What is it? What is the word?
They can't defraud. Yeah, they can't fake well. Last year they tried sending some of these petitions up, and they were rejected on technical grounds. Many full pages of signatures could not be accepted because they weren't filled out properly.
Fuck you.
And now evidence is coming up saying that some of the signatures were forged.
What? they can't find enough people that hate. That's great. That's a good, that should make us happy.
It
right?
says that they're providing samples that were purportedly from many different people, all of whom remarkably have the same handwriting.
You know, when you get outside of your own stupid circle of friends and you try to pass off your bullshit on intelligent people, this is what happens. Right.
One of the individuals who helped collect signatures for the petition testified in his deposition that he did not actually collect the signatures that he signed off on.
You see, here we go.
Saying, quote, "They were not in my presence."
Then how did you get the signature, smartass? I mean, really?
He said that 60 to 70% of the signatures were collected by other people when he was not present.
Oh, okay.
He also admitted that signatures on pages he swore off on had similar handwriting. He's like,
well,
yeah,
what is that line?
That handwriting is the same.
What's that great fucking line that Tommy Lee Jones has in the very first Fugitive movie? When that one guy, that one, I don't know, he's that character actor dude, the big kind of fat guy, huge face. He always plays a cop. He claims that he didn't unlock Harrison Ford's shackles before the bus wreck the train wreck where Harrison Ford was able to escape.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tommy Lee Jones finds some shackles that have obviously been unlocked, and he holds him up. He's like, care to re something your bullshit story? Fuck, I'm fucking this
reassess,
up.
Reassess,
No.
I don't remember.
It's a famous line from the classic movie The Fugitive starring Tommy Lee Jones and Harrison Ford.
I can't remember that one. But so that's what's going on in Houston.
God.
A little shenanigans. They can't even. Is that all the right can do? Is
yes.
Is the gerrymandering.
Oh my God, that's
trying
the worst.
To keep people from voting, you know.
The
only way they can win is fucking cheating. Sneaking shit in the middle of the night into legislation or last minute slip-ins on bills that have to pass or the government's going to collapse.
Defund Obamacare.
Right. I mean, it's that's the only way they're getting shit done these days is everything is fucking underhanded.
That's what happens, though, when you're on the wrong side of every motherfucking issue. It's exhausting.
But when are people going to catch on? When is Rupert Murdoch going to fucking die? And although his son, I'm sure, is already groomed.
Does he take over the empire
Skeksis
after
Jr.? Oh yeah, absolutely.
He finally decomposes his dad. Jesus.
I've also got a story here. We might as well plot.
Care to revise your bullshit story? That's the line.
Can't revise your bullshit story.
Yeah, whatever he says.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. What's your favorite Tommy Lee Jones role? Two-Face from Batman 4.
Absolutely. Oh, God.
He was in that movie.
God, how dare you bring that up?
Tommy Lee Jones is a whore. You're a straight-up whore, buddy.
I respect the fuck out of that.
Right. Oh, by the way,
somebody said to me, you want to be in Batman?
Yes. Fuck yes. Show me Listen, our governor was in Batman 4. He was Mr. Freeze.
Jerry Brown was Mr.
Arnold.
Freeze?
Yeah.
Here is a Missouri lawmaker. This, I think, was on our Facebook before, but we didn't talk about it here on the show. State Representative Elijah Haar, H-A-A-H-R, Haar.
Elijah Haar. What's his genius
from Missouri.
Doing? Yeah.
Has introduced HB 104, a bill that would prohibit universities from, quote, burdening any religious organization by denying it recognition.
Okay.
Based on its belief practices. In other words,
what an asshole.
It's a lot of people are saying it's a carte blanche for universities to discriminate against the gay. Many universities have non-discrimination policies that actually include, LGBT people.
Right.
Because that's the right thing to do.
They're institutions of higher motherfucking learning, and a lot of people that teach there probably are smart, and they, are inclusive.
But over the past 10 years, it says, I'm reading from thinkprogress.org.
Effete liberal.
Many Christian groups, such as the, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
Oh, eat a tremendous dick, please.
And the Christian Legal Society.
Fuck you!
Have tried to challenge these policies. These people want to get rid of protection for people.
You know what when the right wing talks, this is what I hear.
and you start to taste roofie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's a Night Court theme. I don't know why I hear the Night Court theme. No, that's not the Cosby Show. I can't hum the Cosby Show. The Night Court theme is in my head.
So they're saying that they've tried to challenge these policies on various campuses by requiring that candidates for officer positions not identify as gay because homosexuality is against their religious beliefs. When campuses revoke their privileges, they claim it's a violation of their freedom. See, this is the current modus operandi of these assholes.
If I was a judge, you know what I'd say to this guy? Fuck your religious beliefs. How do you like that?
Yeah, well, their latest tack is that it's religious beliefs. You're not allowing us
to
discriminate when discriminating is our religious beliefs.
Yeah. Yeah, have fun with your religious beliefs. Why don't you join the nutballs in Appalachia and wave around some snakes. Pray to your stupid God. Have a ball. Nobody likes you.
Both chambers of the legislature in Missouri are currently Republican controlled.
Oh, God. Good for Missouri.
The Dark Eye of Sauron. And it says that last year he proposed a bill of similar nature, guaranteeing students' rights to express their religious viewpoint at school, which passed in July.
Oh, good.
What does that mean?
Some stupid kid has the right to pray at the top of his lungs during science class, I imagine.
It says this new bill of his is one of many bills proposed across the country this year designed to ensure Christians can legally discriminate against LGBT people without repercussion. And that's some of these...
That's fucking stupid.
That's some of these suits that are making it their way to the Supreme Court, and that's a little scary.
Remind me again why I have to respect people's religious beliefs when they're like, when they're this fucking dumb.
Because Jesus wrote the Constitution. How dare you?
You know how tolerant people are in this country, especially atheists and shit, who of other people's beliefs.
I mean, who are you talking about?
My God, all you do
is tolerant.
But I mean, all you do is put up with Christmas this, Christmas that. God's everywhere. God's on my motherfucking money.
Oh, but there's a war on Christianity. How dare you?
Well, if there is, everyone else is losing, and you guys are fucking winning.
It's a war of Christianity.
What kid goes away to college and say, oh, gee, I'm away from mom and dad for the first time. Do I want to get drunk? Do I want to smoke a joint? Or do I want to have the right to express my Christian opinions at the top of my lungs at the school bookstore or whatever? Nobody wants this anyway.
True.
Nobody gives a shit. In college, you're getting drunk.
Having fun.
Yeah. You're not praying.
Another similar story. Well, not kind of. It's not similar, really. But this is in Louisiana.
Yes.
You'll be surprised to find
God.
Louisiana, the state House of Representatives.
Oh, wow. What a party that must be. Could you imagine?
This happened actually last year, but I just found the story. It's fucking funny, so who cares? They voted last summer to uphold anti-sodomy laws banning oral sex.
What?
In
what?
The state.
Who? What sadistic asshole is going to be like, you know what Louisiana needs less of? Blowjobs! We need less blowjobs!
It's already in there. They wanted to take it out. You know, this is one of those archaic anti-sodomy laws that's on the books that can't be enforced because the Supreme Court already destroyed religious freedom on that decision.
What do you mean it can't be enforced? Take that dick out of your mouth right now or I'll shoot you.
The Supreme Court has ruled that anti-sodomy laws are unconstitutional.
Okay.
You can put your dick where you want.
Wow. Good job, Scalia.
But remember a few years ago they were like, there were still assholes in Texas who were arresting gay guys for having gay sex.
I mean, you can't
them for having gay sex.
That's
for
stupid.
Sodomy.
But you can't put your dick wherever you want. You can't just rest it on somebody's shoulder while they're at the grocery store.
Not true.
Rude.
So get this. They voted 27-67.
Yes.
Against removing it from the books. Meanwhile, according to this story, still legal in Louisiana is necrophilia.
Wait, it's legal?
There's no statute that says sex with a dead person is illegal.
Well, listen, I'll be dead. Fuck away. Have a ball. It's neither here nor there to me. I'll be mulch. Please.
The anti-sodomy law in general was overturned, declared unconstitutional in 2003. God, 2003.
It's so ridiculous.
2003.
Shouldn't they be busting their ass to get to raise the minimum wage? Because you know what Louisiana has? A shitload of poor people.
But let's think about this. It was only 2003. It was 12 years ago that They could make blowjobs illegal anywhere. How fucked up is this country?
It's just a bunch of dipshits. I don't know what to tell you.
They can't enforce the law.
Right.
And they can't use it as a cause for arrest.
Open your mouth and drop the dick.
But the House in Louisiana refused to remove it from the books. The Louisiana Family Forum.
Oh, God. Kill me. Hit me with a chair.
One of the state's most powerful conservative Christian lobbying groups was, guess where they stood? Against striking down the law.
It's protecting our children from blowjobs.
They say, this just doesn't make sense. They say that without the sodomy law, young people will be exposed to sexual predators.
Yes, because if you're a sexual predator preying on a child, you're like, oh, wait, there's a law against...
But they can't enforce the law. They can't...
But it doesn't make any sense, because if someone comes and... It's not like if they take the law off the books, it's now legal for someone to go sodomize your child. That's still fucking rape. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a dipshit law. You know what I mean? Like
the LFF, Louisiana Family Forum.
Your kids aren't any more or less protected from this, right? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, they can't. They can't enforce that law.
Louisiana's anti-sodomy statute is consistent with the values of Louisiana residents who consider this behavior to be dangerous, unhealthy, and immoral.
And what do you think the median IQ of Louisiana residents are? No offense, guys. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a dick.
Well, it's down there in education.
It's down there, with all right.
Mississippi.
Oh, a bunch of dipshits. And that lady's not, whoever said that, that's not right. That's not how most people feel in Louisiana. I bet most people don't give a shit.
Well, this says the majority of reps who voted to get rid of the anti-sodomy law, the 27 people, were from the state's most populated and urban areas. So all the knuckle draggers out in the sticks were like, make sure get put that sodomy back on the books. Let's take them out and whip them. They'd probably be into that, that shit that's going on. Meanwhile, in religion over on the other side of the planet, not only are they blowing people up and shit,
right,
and shooting people and shit, but our supposed friends, our supposed civilized friends, the Saudi fucking Arabians, are taking a blogger out and whipping him in public.
My God.
Because of a blog post that he wrote that insulted Islam.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
I tell you what.
And now they had to postpone it. You know, he was supposed to get whipped again today. It's supposed to be every Friday, Ryan, for...
How long? How does it
like
work?
20 weeks. 50 lashes a week for 20 weeks. He's supposed to get 1,000 lashes. This is... By the way, I'm not reading from the script of a medieval book. A book of a medieval...
That's so fucked
but
up.
But I am. These are our allies.
God.
Why aren't we calling them up and saying, what the fuck are you doing over there?
That's just so fucking hard.
21st century.
I mean, it's atrocious.
And this is the guy that George Bush used to make out with. Remember when they'd get together and he'd kiss him on the lips?
We're going to play spin the bottle.
The Saudis, because they're like family friends of the Bushes. So... a big fuck you to them.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. Oh, God damn it.
Something's happened.
I didn't mean to open this, but one of my friends sent me the funniest thing. Do you know who James Hetfield is?
He's from Metallica
or Megadeth.
Singer.
Somebody did this.
Metallica.
They put this thing. You want to hear it? It's kind of funny. How do I do it? Bring up that one.
Oh, no. Okay.
I thought you might see this. It's kind of stupid.
It's not visual.
No. Oh, it's not. It's not. It's just... Somebody just put a montage together of him saying yeah, because that's all he says in his songs.
Those are the all
yeah. You know what? It goes on for 3 minutes, just him saying yeah from different clips.
From 50 different songs. Yeah.
Am I the only one in the room that finds that kind of funny?
It's pretty funny. Yeah.
It's kind of stupid.
Somebody had the time to cut all that shit together and put the effort into it.
Famous animator and director Greg Franklin sent me that.
Famous animator and director Greg Franklin. Shout out to him.
Thank you very much. I'm sure he's listening.
So if you, if you want to go to Louisiana, blowjobs still illegal, but you can fuck a dead body.
How stupid. I mean, I just think, what do you think Louisiana, do you think there's any work the lawmakers could be doing for the people? Do you think they need
anything? Jobs and
or education
and housing and education and shit?
Do you think Louisiana maybe would like some textbooks? It isn't like the world 6,000 years old and Jesus walked on water.
Snob, you intellectual effete snob. How dare you want to educate people?
Right, can we have a little bit more on photosynthesis and a little less on Moses and his big cement tablets?
And Obama, with that tyranny of wanting to give people free education.
Oh, that's...
What's up with that shit?
What? Yeah, that's horrible. Well, he did kill Osama bin Laden. Does that matter? No! He made it so I can afford to go to the doctor. Fuck him.
Cheney took credit for that, remember? Not that long ago?
Oh, yes.
That the intelligence, they're waterboarding.
Yes.
Allegedly.
They took care of it. Their waterboarding softened up the whole deal so they could go in and
find... So apparently a couple of years later, they could go find... Osama bin Laden.
You know, I understand. I get it. It's like when you when you're trying to unscrew a lid on a jar, and you can't get it. You're like, oh, I give up. Fuck this mayonnaise. Then I hand it to you, And then you undo it. It's like, oh, it just came right off. That's what Dick Cheney did. He loosened the mayonnaise for Obama.
Yeah, it's what, according to them.
I undid the pickle jar.
And, of course, the Republicans are responsible for the economy getting better the last 6 years.
Oh, yeah. Certainly they are. When Bush left, what, the banking industry?
Yeah.
People were literally in New York. There were bankers leaving their buildings with their boxes of things because their jobs went away.
Well, that was good.
Yeah, that was those good,
evil,
though, right?
Those evil Morgan Stanley fucks. I have not a lot of sympathy for them. This brought me to an interesting story. There was a link to the weirdest sex laws in the United States.
Oh, awesome, man.
Alabama? Incestuous marriages are still legal.
Oh, wow. Great. Does that mean you can marry your sister or brother? Or is that cousins?
I don't think anything.
Well, I mean, to be fair, have you ever been to Alabama?
Driven
through on the way to...
Probably,
some people drive through there on the way to Florida. I think I may have.
I don't remember which route we took.
I mean, there's not a lot of... I mean, I don't need to be a dick here, but there's not a lot of good-looking people there. And I mean, you know, maybe you kind of have to marry a second cousin or maybe even a first cousin.
Maybe that's why there aren't a lot of good-looking people.
What are your choices?
Moose are banned from having sex on the streets of Fairbanks, Alaska.
Hey, that's a good law. Where are they supposed to have sex, though? Because they're not allowed to own a house or property. Out in the woods, I guess?
I don't know. Arizona, you may not have... This law passed. I want to know the story behind some of these laws. In Arizona, you may not have more than 2 dildos in the same house.
Yes, a box of dildos.
It's the vibrator cohabitation amendment. God, who seriously that can't be that old, that law,
right?
2 dildos. Does that include? I'm serious. Does that include a vibrator or a dildo? Because there are two different things. One is powered, and one is just a fucking dildo. You know what I mean? It's just a phallus.
Sorry, I just read ahead. California.
Yeah,
it is illegal to sell stuffed items resembling breasts, like booby pillows, within 1,000 feet of a highway.
Oh, my God. Do you remember those 2 booby mugs we had?
Yeah, you couldn't sell. Well, I mean, you probably couldn't sell those either, but no stuffed items resembling breasts within 1,000 feet of a highway.
Did they have...
Apparently,
where was
they're
this?
Distracting. Here, California.
There must have been a huge problem with that. There must have been, like, Tits or Us or something. Must have had like a futon with 2 big boobies.
Causing a lot of accidents.
Oh, yeah.
In Walnut, California, no man shall dress as a woman without the written permission of the sheriff.
Oh, I love that. That's a great law. I would sheriff, I got a show. I got to be in drag. Got to get a note from Andy Griffith.
In Colorado, there's still a law in the books that says keeping a house where unmarried persons are allowed to have sex is prohibited. God, everybody's up in your genitals. I don't understand it.
Dude, people are fucking Puritans. People want you to live your whole life without fucking or having any fucking fun. And then you wake up one day, Bill Cosby's jacking off on you with his toes are in your mouth. No, no. Your toes are in his mouth.
Right. Yeah, and propofol is in your mouth.
Right.
You
think Bill Cosby and Michael Jackson ever got together and they're like, This is, you should try this. I usually use it to rape people, but this will make you sleep really easy.
I'm having trouble sleeping, Bill. What do you use to rape people again?
Put the propofol in you.
I don't know. I don't do Bill Cosby.
Right.
In Indiana, it's illegal for a man to be sexually aroused in public. In Kansas, where sodomy is still illegal, that includes oral sex. However, anal penetration with the finger is allowed under specific circumstances.
That is not written into a law book.
Anal penetration with the finger is allowed under specific circumstances.
Which finger?
I don't know. That doesn't get that specific.
With one single finger at a time? Could there be multiple fingers?
I gave you all the information I has.
That law needs clarification.
In Louisiana, it's also illegal to use fortune-telling, astrology, or palmistry to settle lovers' quarrels.
Okay, whatever. I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to think about. It's for stupid people anyway. No offense, guys, if you're into that shit, but good God.
In Mississippi, it's illegal to teach others what polygamy is.
You mean you can't look it up in the dictionary?
You can't see that. That's that thought police thing. And that's, we can't have intellectuals. We can't have information. We can't have science. We can't have people thinking because that takes away our control.
Is there any law in there that says it's illegal to let your neighbor starve to death or anything helpful like that?
Oh, please.
You know, Alaska, it's illegal to not pick somebody up if they're outside on the side of the road in the winter. You're required by law to pick up hitchhikers because they could freeze to death.
Right. What about mooses fucking?
Oh, yes. You have to put them in the car as well.
And also Mississippi, adultery or premarital sex can result into a fine of up to $500 or 6 months in prison.
Oh, God. Eat me, everyone. God.
In Nebraska, you can't get married if you have gonorrhea.
Oh, okay.
The sale of sex toys is illegal in Nevada.
What? In Nevada?
Lingerie must not be hung on a clothesline at the airport unless there's a screen concealing it in Kidderville, New Hampshire.
Okay. Well, that to me says there was a problem at one point. Yeah. Somebody was like, contact, and then the fucking propeller plane.
Pass a law that says put up a screen because of the lingerie next to the airport.
Do you know what I imagine happened? This plane was coming in for a landing, and a gust of wind came up, blowing the lingerie that was drying on a line. It blew it into the windshield of the cockpit.
They want a screen to conceal the view of the lingerie hanging.
Well, that's the one thing fun about flying into Vegas. You get to see all the lingerie drying. Now they took that away from me.
Well, this is Kidderville, New Hampshire.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's New Hampshire. I got confused.
New Mexico nudity is allowed as long as genitals and female nipples are covered. Well, then that's not
nudity. That's not nudity, dummy. Jeez.
North Carolina, adultery is still illegal, and so is pretending to be married in order to share a hotel room.
Oh, my God.
Fargo, North Dakota, it's illegal to swim naked in the Red River between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m.
Okay. Good law.
Between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m.
Go ahead.
Let the boys
freeze. Probably snakes in there.
And it's also against the law to fail to confine a dog or cat in heat.
Wow. Does it, though? So now you have to let your...
No, contain.
Oh, contain.
Keep your cat or dog, which should have been spayed or neutered. Anyway,
right.
But if it's going into heat, keep it inside so they're not fucking other people's shit.
It's good law. That's the only good law they had.
In Oklahoma, it is illegal for the owner of a bar to allow anyone inside to engage in, quote, acts or simulated acts of sexual intercourse, masturbation, sodomy, bestiality, oral copulation, flagellation, or any sexual acts which are otherwise prohibited by law.
What does a mime do if that's his one act? He's like, I can climb up
mime?
I can climb up a rope, walk against the wind, do the box thing, and I can also pretend to fuck a giraffe.
There goes my Kama Sutra acting out.
Yeah, really.
It's illegal to lie down in a public restroom in Oregon.
Gross.
It's illegal for two people to share a stall in the bathroom in Oregon.
Good. That's gross.
Pennsylvania, oral and anal sex are still illegal.
Jeez.
You can't cohabit. What? You cannot cohabit with an ancestor or descendant. What?
Everything sounds like...
These are all obviously...
It's language from Deadwood. You cannot cohabit with a descendant.
Yeah, in South Dakota, public erections are illegal.
You cannot hang your panties in the airport without the aid of a screen.
If a man promises to marry a woman and she sleeps with him, the marriage must take place in South Carolina.
Or else. Jesus Christ. Hey,
Texas. Yeah. Oh, Texas is a little better than Arizona. Arizona... you could only have two, but in Texas, you can only have six dildos.
Wow, six dildos in one domicile.
Who is counting? It's illegal to own more than six dildos in Texas. What?
And where does that even come from? Okay, one's okay. You guys think one's fine. What about two? Two is fine. Three is reasonable. Four, okay. Five, just fine. But six, no more than six.
Right. In Utah, it's illegal to marry your first cousin before the age of 65.
But after?
Yeah, or 55 if you can prove both parties are infertile. Also in Utah, an adult cannot show sex paraphernalia to a minor unless they're your own child.
I have a question. What is sex paraphernalia? What do they mean by that?
Like a dildo. The six dildos in Texas.
Unless it's your own child?
Right. If it's your own child, you can wave that dildo and show it to them.
God.
But don't show it to somebody else's kid.
These lawmakers. I mean, when you say, like, we can't go back and look at the Constitution and change amendments, you know.
In Washington, West Virginia, an unmarried couple who live together and are, quote, lewdly associated.
Lewdly.
Could face up to a year in jail. But they recently repealed that one.
Have you guys lewdly associated lately?
Right. And then in Washington State, here's the last one I've got. If you give a sex worker a ride to work,
okay,
you're not fucking them. You're just, I don't know, dropping her off on her corner.
No, I get it. You're commuting. It's a rideshare program.
They can confiscate your car.
Damn. What a necessary law.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Which actually leads to one of the stories that is in the headlines today, yeah. Kind of, about the confiscation. One of the problems that we've screamed about here on the show about some of these corrupt popo departments.
Right.
Are these ridiculous seizure and asset forfeiture laws that somehow somebody came up with, I'm sure, during the Reagan administration to be tough on crime.
We'll take all your shit if we find a joint in your car.
That's exactly it. I mean, and there are numerous stories. I read another one just a few days ago of where the police in some of these areas have turned into, they're pirates. They're nothing. They're pirates. Or they're brigands.
Right. Ooh, what's a brigand?
Somebody who stops you on the road and takes your shit. And
a brigand. Brigadoon.
They are pulling these cars over, and then they say to you, are you transporting anything illegal, or do you have large sums of money on you?
Do you have more than six dildos in your domicile?
And there's cases of people who have large amounts of cash on them for a reason or another. One guy was like going to, I forget, buy something.
Yeah.
But he had like 20,000. He had all of his life savings in cash. And there was nothing nefarious
about
it.
Maybe the guy was bought a house for cash, like a foreclosure or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's none of our fucking business, right?
But even though he had like receipt proof or something with him, they still said, I smell marijuana in the car.
No, my God. These cops that smell the weed, fuck them.
They brought the dogs in. Nobody found nothing. But the cops still said, I don't like your story. I think this is drug money. We're taking it.
Oh, my God.
And there's no recourse with some of these laws. They just take it. They can't. These guys are forced to try to sue these pirates, these brigands.
Well, at least these brigands never take a little off the top for themselves. That's the one good thing.
We found $20,000. We found $15,000.
Yeah.
Well, so today, Eric Holder.
Yes.
Launching before he leaves, has announced changes to these asset forfeiture bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit,
man.
He
announced he's going to curb the federal government's role in these asset forfeiture programs that involve local and state law enforcement. He says federal agencies will no longer take possession of assets seized by local law enforcement unless the property includes firearms, blah, blah, blah. They've allowed the Justice Department has long allowed law enforcement agencies to turn over seized assets to the feds and then share in the proceeds. It was developed at a time when most states didn't have their own asset forfeiture laws. And now there are a lot of them that have them.
This is bullshit.
So he's going to stop enforcing this one. But also, the states that don't have them now won't be able to do it. And we got to get rid of that.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
There's too many people who... there's a case where some elderly parents had their house taken because their kid was selling weed. And they didn't know it, and he was just living in their basement, and he had, you know, weed in his closet.
How much weed could he possibly be fucking selling?
But, you know, this is how evil these people are. They don't care. They just want to fund. They want to buy their big toys. They want to buy a bigger gun. So let's get some money. Let's shake down some people.
Somebody told me in Florida that if they find marijuana plants, they, the government,
yep,
find marijuana plants on your property, they can take your house.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how I got there. If you hate somebody, go throw seeds in their backyard.
Yeah.
So it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, stupid.
So we got to end that bullshit. Hopefully this is just the beginning of, oh God, that was on Fox News. Why did I do that?
Oh, you just clicked on Fox.
No. Oh man. I just started hating Mexicans for some reason.
Oh, weird.
And, gay people and shit.
Right.
Let's see what else we've got here. We've only got, we're not breaking today. We've only got 20 minutes left.
No Break Friday!
On the big show here. We are here from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every weekday for your ear holes. Live.
Monday through Friday.
Don't forget, 8 to 10 a.m. every weekday morning is also the Morning Wood. The very funny Mr. Rick Wood.
Yes.
You can listen to the rerun of that also 9 p.m.
Through the headlines every morning.
Barreling through the headlines. Also 4 p.m. Is a rerun usually of the Can of Linguists.
Get your smoke on.
Brand new ones drop on Saturdays.
That's right.
At 4 p.m. And then tonight, brand new Hollywood Hick, 7 p.m. 8 o'clock is the Daily Upper Decker.
That's right.
And 11 p.m. tonight is Pieces of Silver with John Silver.
It's a newish episode, too. It just came out.
It's a newish episode.
Right.
It's only been, he lost his virginity on Tuesday.
Yeah, and he's got, that song he has now is great. He got permission from the band to play it and everything. Do you remember what that is? Sun something, right?
I don't remember the
damn
name of the band.
It's okay.
This, I don't know. Let me see if I've got the clip here for this one. This is something that happened, I think it was yesterday, on the television. I do have this. This was on QVC.
QVC, Home Shopping Network. Hey, buy some shit, dipshits.
And you just got to hear it. This is American failed educational system at its best.
It almost kind of looks like what the Earth looks like when you're a bazillion miles away.
She's holding a patterned dress. Shirt, and she's saying, you know, this kind of reckons, this looks like the Earth when you're a bazillion miles away.
These are the words I hate. I hate words like bazillion. And ginormous. And I hate when people say, I'm going to give it 120%.
What about gajillion?
That's impossible. Oh, I hate bajillion. But you can't give 120%. You can only give 100%. That's all. It doesn't exist in this dimension.
Exactly.
It almost kind of looks like what the Earth looks like when you're a bazillion miles away from the planet
Isn't the moon a star? No, the moon is the planet, darling.
The sun is a star. The moon really a planet?
The moon is a planet.
Don't look at me like that. The sun is a star.
Planet.
Is the sun not a star?
I don't know what the sun
is. The sun is a star, isn't it?
The sun is a star.
The moon is not
the
a planet.
I knew it.
You were trying to take me down that road.
Wait,
the moon is not a planet.
Chunky, if you're...
It almost kind of looks like what the Earth looks like.
What show is this?
QVC.
Oh, my. Oh, it's QVC. That's okay.
Host Sean Killinger and fashion designer Isaac Mizrahi arguing over whether the moon is a planet or a star.
Okay, to avoid not sounding like someone on QVC, am I right to understand that the moon is a fucking moon? It's a moon. It's a fucking moon.
Later on, somebody apparently says to them, it's a satellite. And then they argue. Satellite. She goes, they say it's a satellite, and she goes, satellite? What even is that?
It's a moon, like indoor. Indoor is the far moon
and then
of something
Isaac Mizrahi,
else.
Sticks with his guns that the moon is a planet. I'm just saying.
Really?
That's it.
Oh, there's not more of that?
No. That's it.
That's the most amazing
clip
ever.
He sticks with that.
And she's like, is it a star or a planet?
Wait, it's a star, right?
I know the moon's not a fucking star. I never took astrology.
It's like when you're a bazillion miles away from the planet moon.
From the planet moon. From the planet moon.
Isn't the moon a star?
The moon is a planet, darling.
The sun is a star. Is the moon really a planet?
The moon is...
The sun is a star. She's right.
That guy is so condescending, too. And I said astrology. I meant astronomy. That guy is so...
Darling.
So fucking condescending. And he's so vacant and vapid.
And
that,
wrong.
That's the best clip. Can we save that? Can you save this?
Is the moon really a planet?
The moon is a planet.
Don't look at me like that. The sun is a star.
Planet.
Is the sun not a star?
I don't know what the sun is.
The sun is
we
a star,
know what
isn't
the
it?
Sun is. The sun is a star.
The moon
there
is not a planet.
Moon
I knew
is a
it.
Planet.
I knew it.
Excuse
you were trying
me?
They even even Kami Pinko, Rachel Maddow.
Did she make fun of it
this last night?
Oh
yeah,
God!
Yeah.
What did she say?
She said this is the I think it was the greatest thing in the world.
She's right. It is the greatest thing. The moon is a planet. Planet moon. He says planet moon.
Right.
And it's clearly not a star, man. Who the fuck thinks that's a star?
Here's a little bit longer.
Oh yeah. Oh no. Let's hear it all.
Back out of this world discussion on QVC of all places, fashion designer Isaac Mizrahi,
right,
our good friend.
This is a story about the story. God, that drives me crazy.
Well, yeah, but what were they selling? I mean, what was the product they were pushing on QVC when they got it to this?
Isaac Mizrahi recently stopped.
God, I hate these. I'm trying to find the actual clip.
Dear YouTube, suck it, please. Honestly, you're killing our show.
Right. Let's try this one.
It almost kind of looks like what the Earth looks like when you're a bazillion miles away from the planet moon.
Yes, I just squinted
moon,
at it.
From the moon looking back at
the planet moon. From the planet moon.
Isn't the moon a star?
The moon is a planet, darling.
The sun is a star. Is the moon really a planet?
The moon is a planet.
Don't look at me like that. The sun is
a
star.
Planet.
Is the sun not a star?
I don't know what the sun
is. The sun
is
a star, isn't it? The sun is a star. The moon is not
a planet.
I knew it.
Excuse
you were trying
me?
To take me
no.
down that road.
Wait,
the moon is not a planet.
Me, Chunky.
It almost kind of looks like what the Earth
That's
looks
it.
Like when you're a bazillion miles away.
Here.
Who's Chunky?
I don't know who Chunky is.
Chunky? Don't fuck with that guy. The moon is a planet. Planet moon.
Yes.
So spring does bring flowers, and this one is a cherry blossom, and this is a cardigan that's a boyfriend.
Okay, this is the whole giant clip.
Oh my God!
One of the great.
Could you pull that out?
Colors.
That's what because that's so.
Yeah. No,
not
see,
the citron.
No, we gotta try to find where.
Wait, so they're selling a cherry colored sweater? Is that what I'm to understand?
There are all kinds of.
What else is it?
It actually, it looks like somebody poured paint into their asshole and had explosive diarrhea on of various different colors.
Oh God!
These,
so many of those sweaters in trailer parks.
You're right.
And that guy.
I didn't take me down that road.
Wait,
the moon is not a planet.
Me, Chunky, if you're listening to
this
me, you have to Google the moon.
I can guarantee you, someone's googling right now.
The moon
I knew
is such
it was
a,
not
planet.
A planet.
I can't
the
even stand it.
The moon is not a planet.
And what else is it if it's not a planet?
It is not. I believe it's a star or something.
It's
it is
a
not a
moon. It's a
didn't
moon.
Didn't you do that thing in grade school where you had to name the planets and there was Uranus and there was Saturn and the one with the rings and and then the Earth and the moon is never in there, dude. It's not a planet.
The moon is never in there, dude. It's not a planet.
Do you hear that? There's one person in the background who yells, "Moon! It's a moon!
Moon!"
It's probably some poor production motherfucker that went to Harvard.
Chunky must be Isaac Mizrahi's assistant.
Listen,
because did
Chunky.
You hear that? Chunky, can you hear me? Google the moon.
Oh my God! Could you imagine working for that asshole? It's like I work for a guy that refers to me as Chunky.
Believe it's a star or something.
It's
it is
a
not a
moon. It's a
didn't
moon.
Didn't you do that thing in grade school where you it's had to name moon. The planets and there was Uranus and there was Saturn and the one with the rings and and then the Earth and the moon is never in there, dude. It's not a planet. All right, here, look. This is key lime.
I don't know.
I feel
what
sometimes,
it is besides
though,
what is it, a baseball
I am educated. I exposed
what is
during
it,
the
cheese?
Show.
Come on, it's a planet.
This blonde of mine.
Is it a baseball? Is it cheese?
Okay. The moon is what?
A natural
the moon
satellite.
Is a natural
but
satellite.
Things live on it.
What's that
means
mean?
It's a planet.
You got to see the look on her face.
But
they're telling her over her head, over her headphones. Somebody said the moon's a natural satellite, and the two of them go quiet, and they're like, "What?" And then she goes. She goes, what even is that? Did you hear? Right here. There.
a natural satellite. But things live on it. That means it's a planet.
What's that mean?
I don't
Is that
know.
What Google said?
I don't know what
No, I don't like that at all. I don't even know what that means. I do. I use Google all the time. I feel bad.
Use it
I feel
more.
Bad for Yahoo because they're really good too. I just don't use them. Well,
this is what you can pick up on QVC.
They're selling sweaters. I mean, there's no reason.
They're selling sweaters.
There's no, listen, we all should calm down. There's no reason they should know what a fucking moon is. You know, there's no reason they should know that.
But a star?
But that asshole, that condescending asshole, he finally figured it out.
Right.
And he's a big dick about it. Yeah, it's not a planet. It's a moon. It's a moon, stupid. You didn't know.
We got about 6 or 7 minutes of the show left here today of the week. It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Friday.
Get
Friday,
your drink on.
Friday. Oh.
Get your blaze on. Get whatever on.
Get your moon on. It's a moon. It's a star. I don't like that definition.
This is one that the atheist sphere is crowing about right now. This is all over the internet.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. I was just trying to count up how many dildos were in this house and if that's legal.
Are there any dildos? No. I don't have any. I don't know what's
some
going
in,
on.
There's some in the
Pfeiffer wing.
There's some in the dish drainer. I gotta wash out my dicks.
There is a 2010 book,
right?
That. He gets waved around frequently by the Christian right of proof that the Lord exists. It's a book called Heaven is for Real.
I thought it was a Bible.
Well, that one too.
They got two books
A more
now?
Recent one.
Oh, okay.
Heaven is for Real was written by a kid who at six was in a horrific car accident.
Okay, well.
And... the impact left him, this kid Alex, paralyzed.
Right.
It was unlikely. They said medically, they thought it was unlikely he would survive. 2 months later, though, he awoke from the coma.
Oh, okay.
And then he started sharing a remarkable tale, Ryan, of angels that took him up through from his body to the gates of heaven itself, of beautiful unearthly music. That sounded just terrible to him, though.
Right.
And most amazing of all,
yes,
he had a real meeting, a sit-down with the Lord Jesus himself.
Now, are we supposed to make fun of this poor six-year-old that survived a car accident? Do we have to make fun of his story? Because it makes me feel bad. I mean, if he wants to believe in that, that's fine. I mean, he probably still believes in Santa Claus.
Now he's coming out and saying it's all bullshit.
Ha ha! Good for him.
He wrote an open letter to a website that says, please forgive the brevity because of my limitations. I have to keep this short. I did not die. I did not go to heaven. I said I went to heaven because I thought it would get me attention. When I made the claims that I did, I had never read the Bible. People have profited from my lies and continued to.
Oh, my. How old is he now?
People should read the Bible.
I mean,
he's
was
in his teens now.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if he's like eight.
No, he's in his teens. I lost.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
an amazing story, though. I mean,
it is only through repentance of. Now, he still apparently believes. Because he says in his letter, it's only through repentance of your sins and a belief in Jesus as Son of God who died for your sins. So he still apparently is a believer.
Been there, done that.
In the Jesus.
Eat me.
Because he signs it in Christ, Alex Malarkey.
His name is Malarkey.
His name is Malarkey.
What does he think?
We should have known there.
Why does he think the moon is?
Right. Is it cheese? Is it baseball?
It's cheese. Is it cheese? Yes, it's cheese.
So Christian butthurt today,
wow,
because one of their poster boys for Jesus is Real has come out and said, you know what?
Fuck you guys.
It's a whole bunch of bullshit.
That's funny. Well, you can't listen. I'm not going to blame the kid. He's in a horrible accident. He was 6 years old. So what?
Well, and nobody can find the father, who everyone is pretty much agreeing is probably the evil one here who helped concoct the story.
Oh, yeah.
Helped push it. You know,
son.
You saw Jesus, didn't you?
Yeah.
Saw Jesus. Let's write a book.
Say you
Let's
saw,
go on Oprah.
Yeah, you saw a bright light. That's always good. That'll always get him.
Right.
Say you heard some voices.
Do the bright light thing.
Say you saw grandma.
Wait, wait. Look at your Cheerios. Is that Jesus?
Don't tell him that diddling Uncle Steve was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He ain't there. So that's it.
Wow. That's amazing. Malarkey.
The Christian megachurch pastor who casually said the N-word during Christmas Eve sermon issues a pseudo-apology. I don't know what that's about. He said the word N-I-G-G-A. So I guess that's okay.
I mean, I don't think it's okay. I mean, you know.
I don't know. Did he say Jesus is my N-word? Is that right. What it was?
Or, oh, God, like that. Remember that rap song that we saw on YouTube that one time?
Yeah, I still don't know if that's...
Is that real? It's these two old white guys, this white dude, this lady, and this other dude. They're like Sunday school teachers, and they do some rap about Jesus. It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, right. Yeah, it's...
I think it's fake.
Is this it? West Dubuque Second Church of Christ Youth Outreach Program, Rapping for Jesus.
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you got to do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is bigger.
And this guy couldn't be whiter and older.
The visual is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. So we'll put that video up on our... Yeah.
Good job, America.
Facebook.
Nice work, everybody.
Congratulations, America, on a great week.
Supreme Court's going to say, guess what? Gay people can get married, finally.
Let's hope.
Congratulations.
Let's hope it doesn't flip the wrong way.
God.
No pun intended. Thanks, everybody, for listening to us. We are going to be here back next week, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Coast, live. Otherwise, you can listen to great episodes of this as a podcast. Go to iTunes. You can go to Stitcher or go to crabdiving.com is the easiest way. There's also all kinds of other great entertainment. Every show here on the network is out as a podcast.
That's right.
On all those places.
The moon is a moon.
The moon's a fucking moon. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at crabdiving, Facebook, Google+, Pinterest.
That's right. Tumblr.
All over sex.com. We're all over the place. share love, spread the crabs.
That's right.
Follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience, also Vile.
And don't forget all your crabby needs at Crab Diving, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and tonight and take a look at the star.
Yes. Or the moon. Or whatever the fuck.
To Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.